This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Kate Delaney. This time around, we're going to go to the Ukraine for a conversation with Mark Lindquist. What is he doing to help the people in that area? He's raised lots of money and is helping so many desperately. The things that they need, he knows, and we're excited to have a conversation with him. Coming up in a couple of segments, humanitarian aid to refugees, he organized it. And he's got a wild team of Americans, Danish, Canadians, and Ukrainian volunteers in just 3 weeks that he's put together. And he developed a partnership with the 82nd Airborne veteran who's running supplies out to places that are too dangerous for some of the NGOs. So it is a perfect time to talk about setting up supply lines and fulfilling specific requests for the needs that are there, especially in the east, in the Ukraine, because as we have talked about, that's where the push is happening from Putin when they couldn't, the soldiers could not capture the capital of Kyiv. They moved east. So what is that like being there, and what is it like on the ground? What do people need? Earlier in the week, we spoke to Greg Stebbin, who is in Warsaw, Poland, about ambulances. That was part of his focus and what he's doing with a group of people, because ambulances are huge targets for the Russians. They're hitting the ambulances, which are basically mobile medical units that are so necessary for the people. And he gave us a glimpse into what that's like and what it's like in Warsaw, because there are people that come through there from the Ukraine who then are assigned to other places, and they get on trains and go to wherever those other places are. And then there are some that are in Warsaw. And what is it like to be there for those people who are displaced and who are wondering about their families left behind in the Ukraine? Meanwhile, Russian targets remain as the same as they have been, like Mariupol, and there are lots of missiles and strikes that are happening there, and Ukraine's military equipment is wearing down, but there have been many, many donations, including from the United States. Closer to home, what we're talking about is the CDC says masking is still necessary, and it's triggered a Department of Justice appeal. We knew that was going to happen, right? On Monday, a federal judge in Florida said no way, said that the mandate exceeded the authority of the CDC, so they stopped enforcing it on mass transit on Monday after that decision. Before the judge's decision, the mandate was set to last through May 3rd. As all of you know, I was in California with the show, and I had to mask on both sides of it the day after, a couple days after I got back. That changed. So by Tuesday, every major U.S. airline and lots of airports said they would no longer enforce face coverings. But now here we go with the appeal. So that's going to change things. The Justice Department said, in light of the assessment by the CDC that an order requiring masking in the transportation area remains necessary to protect the public health. So they filed that appeal. Let's see what happens now. It's always confusion, isn't it? It's always confusing. And that's the problem. And that exacerbates and frustrates people and leads to more of the tug of war. On social media, I did a little digging. You could do it too. And I barely scratched the surface. But just instead of taking one of our unofficial polls, which all of you are wonderful to participate in, I decided I'll just kind of snoop around on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, I have over 5,000 people on Facebook, and then I'm connected to other people. And so you multiply the numbers, and they were pretty big. And I did this search and found that, you know what, lots of people, if I were to say just of what I scoured, I would say at least 70% of the people I saw, even though there were some that were also posting saying, I'm masking up on the plane, I feel comfortable that way, there were so many more people that said, I'm free. And they were maskless in TSA lines. They were maskless on planes. They were celebrating it. They were hashtagging it. It was out there. This is the conversation in my backyard and in your backyard. Now, the other part of the conversation is about gas. I filled up today $79. I kid you not. The light was going on because, of course, I skidded into the Murphy gas station to fill up, but $79 to fill up. Granted, it's an SUV. We do have another car that is not an SUV, which is the one that we use to go on long hauls with. You know that. The good car, bad car. Maybe some of you have that. So the good car was very expensive to fill up. And we've seen gas shoot up in the last couple of days. So what's happening with that? A lot of different things, including the whole conversation about inflation, and looking at those numbers. So we're getting hit backwards again with what is a little bit of a rise in gasoline. What is the best way to curb this? Some say really start to think about going electric. And I am noticing that more people are going that route. Is this the reality of what we're going to see in the next, 5 years? Coming off of a conference where they were talking about energy in California, one of the stats to me that stuck out, and I might have mentioned it on the show, was that 19% of the world, so globally, 19% are electric. And I was stunned by that. Of the population, 19%. It seems high because I just hear people complaining. There's people that definitely have electric vehicles, but there are people that are complaining, I'm weary of it. I drive too far. Where are the charging stations? How do I even do this? How can I make this work for me? Isn't my electricity bill, isn't that going to shoot up? There's just lots and lots of questions, and there are certainly detractors. But 19% is a very, very big number. And in the United States, we're at about 5%. And I think that number is pretty high. Part of that, I believe, is driven by the lack of automobiles. So if you look at car lots, look at how many of the car lots, they don't have the inventory. So they do what they can to make it look like there's more inventory. But when you actually go shopping, whether it's for a used car, which is very difficult, or a new car, same thing, it's tough out there. And for a used car, you are paying premium top dollar. That's because of the supply chain. The inventory is behind, depending on the car, but the inventory is behind. And then people went to used cars, and with used cars, same thing. The inventory isn't there. All right, and speaking of scratching the surface, we've just done that. Coming up next, what else is happening that will affect you in the wallet? How about the stock crash? 35% down. What's up with that?
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Typical phrase you thought you could be hearing almost anywhere in the United States. The brakes shoved on the hill. I'll explain. Air pollution could choke us to death, according to the American Lung Association. At least 137 million of us in the United States live with unhealthy levels of the stuff. And Netflix, oh, that's the stock that tanked. And if you are sharing your password with others before they turn a blind eye, but they're losing too many subscribers, so yikes, you better change your password because it's not going to work. All right, let's dive into it. The pot situation. Cannabis investors would normally be celebrating 420. That's the day to light up. It's the annual cannabis holiday. Did you know that? Now you do. But U.S. marijuana stocks in some cases have soared, right? Because there's been a little bit of this talk on federal reform, but it stalled again. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said his cannabis bill was going to be introduced in August, but that's 4 months later than initially it was going to be rolled out. So will this actually pass? Would it end cannabis prohibition in the United States? Right now, not enough votes to pass. The delay makes it harder for less ambitious bills, let's put it that way, as the Wall Street Journal put it, and I'm going to steal that phrase, to make it to the Senate before November's midterm elections, because who's going to weigh in then? So a smaller proposal for cannabis banking changes, the Safe Banking Act, probably will pass. Probably. But that's not a definite either. It's interesting when you look at tax revenue. Oof, they're sucking it up in Colorado. And they love every minute of it because they're making a ton of money. So tax revenue generated from state legal adult use cannabis in 2021, you know what it is? This or what it was, 2021? $3.72 billion. So if cannabis reform is set back another couple of years, then people who are investing, it won't have that rapid growth and that appeal that it does right now. Because you could go shopping, let's say, and not even be a smoker, but you could be, or somebody who eats at the edibles or any of that, but you could go shopping and you could get a basket of those stocks. There's Advisor Shares Pure Cannabis ETF, it's called. That's one of them. I'm not pushing it, but I just know that's one that people shove money into. And it's more than halved over the past 12 months. So it's interesting. There is a cannabis grower that has multiple states where I noticed in Florida, being in Florida, they have it. So Curaleaf, it's called. And I think I saw in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Tampa, maybe three or four of them. So like medical marijuana, someone has a card, they go in, they can get edibles and get whatever they want, pills, etc. They can smoke it, whatever it is. And it's interesting to watch what's happening with the cannabis industry and where people stand on it. I've talked about this before because over the years, if I went into our archives, we've had many, I mean, I'm going to say at least a dozen cops that have come on the show who believe that it should just be legalized across the board because there's too much ticky-tack waste that goes on in busting people with small amounts and they could focus on resources, put resources into other areas. It's not worth it. But then there are also many counselors and people in the medical industry that, in the addictive industry, I'll call it, the treat people that get addicted, that think it's a gateway drug and that the more you smoke pot, eat it, do whatever, that it's opening up the door for stronger substances. So the debate about marijuana is far, far from over. And the day when you walk down the street and say, can I buy some pot from you, or where do I go to get some pot, is not really here yet. Only in very few places at this point. Air pollution, however, is stuff that you could be breathing in, depending on where you live. More than 40% of our population in this great country, 40%, so 137 million people, live in areas with not just a little bit of pollution, but what is being called by the American Lung Association unhealthy levels of particle pollution or ozone. They always release this report card called State of the Air, and it just came out. So unsafe air, unacceptable air. Can you guess where some of the places are? Well, I can guess, and I can tell you I've been there, I know. California, here I don't come. I live there. And when I lived there, it wasn't quite as bad. But having just visited there, they have on their news stations, they tell you the air pollution. They tell you where it is. They rate it. And especially in the Los Angeles area, you always see a lot of that. But that's not the only area. Fresno is bad for it. Bakersfield, California is bad. San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, terrible. Redding, Red Bluff, California, terrible. And I know we have people listening to us on KCAA. And guess what? Riverside wasn't in the top five. So how about that? But it's pretty bad in some of those other areas. Los Angeles, Long Beach, of course, that's on there, number five. And it's scary when you think about it, right? Because it's gotten so bad, they call it like a sunburn of the lungs. A sunburn of the lungs. So you might not smoke, but yet you're getting the sunburn of the lungs. Yikes.
right? I wouldn't want to constantly live on top of that unhealthy air. That's problematic. That's not something, a little light pollution. That's not a little light pollution. That's someplace I don't want to be. I want to be in a different bubble. Come and visit here and there. Yeah. Netflix has lost a lot of subscribers. Well, they raised the price, right? So shares of Netflix, which was the streaming service, plunged on Wednesday. They shed about $50 billion in what they call market cap as a result of that. And they've been downgraded. When you downgrade a stock, that's not good. So 9 Wall Street firms downgraded the stock. Here we go again with report cards. Shares of Netflix closed so low that they showed they lost subscribers for the first time in 10 years. So what has caused that? Well, there's sharing of passwords. But so much of it is because people didn't like paying the increase. And then all the competition. Everywhere you turn, I want to see Disney Plus. The kids got to see this, or I like what they're offering. Or Paramount Plus, Peacock Network. They all have us now. Some of the best programming is, I'm glad you watch NBC, but you got to get the Peacock Network for a couple of dollars more. And they're all doing it across the board. So they're not the only game in town anymore. They have great entertainment, and they benefited from being the first. But even Reed Hastings, the founder, realizes and knew that there were going to be people on his heels. Coronavirus and the restrictions increased the competition because they tried to figure out ways, how can we get shares of people? How can we get people to watch? What do we do? What do we do? So now they're thinking of doing something that I think is the worst. It's like virgin territory right now. You can sit down, you can watch a show, you pay your subscription fee, but you don't have ads crackling in every 5 seconds. So now they're talking about a lower-priced ad-supported tier. And then they also are talking about what I mentioned, cracking down on password sharing. It's coming. So if you gave your girlfriend and your girlfriend's friend and then her mother your password because they had to see the show that you saw, and they're using your password, tis, it's going away. They're not going to let you do it. You know, it's like when you used to steal cable. The neighbor said they just hooked it up. That's all it was. Now, I never did that, by the way. Never did that. We're going to the Ukraine next to talk to my friend Mark Lindquist to find out what's going on and how you can help.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is asking the Department of Justice to appeal a Florida judge's ruling that ends the mask mandate for travel on airplanes, trains, and buses. The move coming as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reminds everyone the COVID-19 pandemic is not over.
We are making our decisions based on public health and data and what the CDC is recommending.
the Florida Senate is approving a bill stripping special status from the most magical place on earth. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis had announced the agenda for a special session to include abolishing Disney World's self-governing body. The move is partly in response to Disney's vow to help repeal the state's parental rights and education law. President Biden traveling to Portland, Oregon on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The price of gas is creeping back up.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An investigation is ongoing after Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder at the Peruvian ambassador's home in Washington, D.C.
The officers fired those tasers. They did not take effect, and as these weapons did not take effect, ultimately the officers ended up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Canty saying the man had smashed windows with a metal stake when Secret Service agents arrived. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thrilled to take you to the Ukraine, where my friend is making a difference. He's an American veteran in Poland and the Ukraine right now, establishing the supply lines and taking it to Putin, so to speak, and helping the people every way that he can. He, by the way, is also a motivational speaker and entertainer, and I'll tell you, he is so focused on this mission, and I'm so proud of the things that he is doing. You think about what I've been talking about and the people I've been talking about in the Ukraine and what's happening in the East. Imagine trying to deliver the supplies they need there, and he's part of that. Mark, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, Delaney, thanks so much for having me.
So set it up for us. Tell us where you are and what's happening.
I'm here in Lviv, Ukraine, and we got boots on the ground here inside Ukraine 10 days ago, I think. The days are a blur, so I think that's it. And so what we've been doing here is a logistical mission. You know, I got my eyes on the problem in Warsaw at the border and now in Lviv, and now I'm hearing from people that have been out east. And it's a logistical nightmare over here on the humanitarian side. And really, what we have determined is most needed is a self-appointed logistical commander, and that's my role out here, trying to get the right things to the right people at the right time, because that is not happening to the degree that it needs to happen out here in this crisis.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that you talked about is what's been so wonderful is that there's a lot of different people helping, like Americans, Danish, Canadians.
Yeah.
And what was that like as you are the commander, so to speak, pulling all those people together? How are you finding them? What's happening?
Well, it's inspiring to hear hear from people from all over the world, Kate, who have heard interviews like this, who have said, you know what, I've been wanting to help. I've had a heart for the people of Ukraine. It tears me apart to see these news stories, and they feel like they want to do more. But I think kind of universally, the world doesn't necessarily know how to help. You know, we're afraid to make donations because we don't want the money to go to a Russian oligarch. You know, we don't know if the things that we donate are going to get to the hands of the people. So I've set up many supply lines in partnership with a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. And we've got guys that have run convoys through Afghanistan. And if they could do that, they certainly have the skill set to run things from A to B here in Ukraine. So we've created partnerships over here with various groups of individuals just over here on their own volition to volunteer. And I'm up to about 20 people from around the country and world who've contacted me and said, I have bought a plane ticket on your lead. I'm coming over to Warsaw. I'll direct them over the border to either the Polish border or Lviv. And we just need all hands on deck. And so it's inspiring to see people respond to this call.
So, Lviv, tell us what Lviv's been like for you. And, of course, you're running around and getting all the supplies that you can. And what are those supplies that people need?
So, Lviv has been sad the last few days. Of course, we all heard the news of the missile strikes here, over here. And we hear the tale of a young boy who escaped from the east and finally made it to relative safety, and this is where he was injured. It's horrifying. And so the mood here in Lviv has been a little bit sad these last few days, and people are worried. There's lines at the ATMs. They're sending cash out east where they can't get money out of the ATMs. The necessary supplies here, we need every tourniquet on planet Earth sent here right now. I can't believe that I can go on Amazon and still buy tourniquets. They are in short supply, yes, but the West has so many resources. We need quick clot. We need litters to carry injured people off of the front line. We need calorie-packed food, MRE-type things that we can get in our vans and send out as far east as we possibly can. And I 3 weeks into this mission, I finally got the transport lines, the people that have the bravery and the skills to get out there safely. And all I need is the Western world to not forget about this and continue to focus on the victory for these people, the people of Ukraine. We just need to send resources and our money over here because they are ill-equipped, they are ill-prepared, they are outnumbered, they are outgunned, but we can help.
What was it, Mark, and I mean, you're a giving person. I've seen you help lots of different people. What was it that really sent you scrambling to get over there and organize all this?
I'm kind of a history nerd, we've talked about this before, that all I could think of was Marquis de Lafayette. And 240-some years ago, he was a French aristocrat. He was a major general. He didn't have to come over across the ocean to fight for our Revolutionary War, but he did. And the French supported us. And that's kind of the role that we're in now. Like, we have the ability. We are a strong nation. The dollar is strong. The resources are available. And so now we need to follow that example. And I guess that's what I've done. And I guess something like that, when it happens, when you're able-bodied, never married, no kids, 40 years old, have the resources and the ability to do it, I guess I kind of feel like the Marquis de Lafayette example is what I'm following. And I just couldn't, once I had that thought, I couldn't stand by and watch the people of Ukraine suffer. I couldn't live in a world where nobody came to their aid. So I got on a plane. I did it on my own, and others are doing the same, and you can too. And if people are hearing this and encouraged to help in that manner, get a hold of me. You can Google me, Mark J. Lindquist, and get a hold of me, and I'll tell you exactly how to help over here and help best.
And right now, for all the people that are listening to us, can go to your GoFundMe page to certainly donate, and that helps. Because like you said, all those resources go to this effort. How do they find that?
If you just go to GoFundMe and search my last name, Lindquist, L-I-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T, you'll easily find that. And the great thing about our operation over here is we're small, we're nimble, we're just a bunch of volunteers doing this. We're covering our own costs with our money out of our own pocket. And so if you donate $29, I can get a rolling suitcase for a mother whose belongings and entire possessions were in plastic bags. You think about it. The average income over here is about $250 to $300 USD a month. We expect that in our lives we would have 2 and 3 and 4 suitcases and pieces of luggage. Some of these people don't travel. They don't make enough money. And so, I mean, if you fled a war zone and you had a suitcase, of course you would take it when you fled. Some of these people are carrying all of their life's belongings in plastic bags. And so a very simple way that we can help mothers and children that are fleeing and trying to get to safety is just to buy a $29 rolling suitcase from a local store here in Lviv. And I know it's a little thing, but to them it's a big thing. I spent $16 on medication for a baby that had a heart surgery out in Kharkiv, and we got it to her. And we were the only ones in the country who filled that request. And you can do good over here. We just need people to keep focusing on this conflict and these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank God for you and what you're doing. And we're going to pump up the volume as much as we can, my friend over here. And we'll talk to you again. Thanks for making a difference.
I appreciate you, Kate. Love you.
Love you, too. All right. Wow. Mark Lindquist, you know, he is amazing. He is somebody who, as he said there, and I asked him, what was it? He went and took action because he saw what was happening. I mean, here he is, an American veteran, and first he hits Poland, Ukraine, gets in there and starts to make things happen. And he really is making a big difference. So go to his page, GoFundMe.com. Look up, as he said, his last name, L-I-N-D-Q-U-I-S-T. Wow. Thanks to Mark for that, for sure. And speaking of the Ukraine, a little bit of an update on what is happening and what's going on as far as arms and other things. For example, you have Putin, who is test firing. He is test firing what they call the Satan missile, firing up to 12 nuclear warheads at once. At least that's what he's claiming. So the launch of this intercontinental ballistic missile will certainly, he thinks, I'm sure, give pause to those who are trying to threaten Russia. And in fact, he's saying that because this Satan II missile is believed to have a range of 6,000 miles. So if that is true, and he launched it, it would be the world's most powerful nuclear warhead, according to people that I've talked to that have the information of looking at nukes across the board. Well, that's it, right? So to have that kind, to have test fired that, and to have that kind of reach is obviously incredibly, incredibly deadly. To give you an example, this Satan II can fly 11,000 miles with the 15 warheads, and it would have the potential to destroy an area the size of France, right? So it traveled, there was a video, and it's enormous, of course, and it traveled almost the entire length of Russia, almost 3,600 miles in about 15 minutes. Now, this obviously was strategic from Putin's point of view because they're trying, knowing that more and more people are doing everything they can to help the Ukrainians, and he's trying to issue this warning. And in fact, he's certainly not hiding it. He's saying what's happening. He's watching, releasing photos of him by himself at a giant, enormous desk, watching the test of this missile. And if the video and if the photographs are very accurate, what I said is accurate because it's believed to have that long range, 6,000 miles. Think about that. Multiple warheads, which would mean it could streak towards different targets. Wow. All right. Stay with us, my friends.
Do you have
have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
This one from Harry. He leads us off mailbag wise, listening to us in Tallahassee, Florida. Kate, I understand you spent some time in our Sunshine State. You ought to think about moseying on down here. Well, I might have a big announcement for you coming up, Harry. So anyway, he goes on to say, I think it's really freedom of choice. And so now the whole mask off thing and the judge in Florida, if you look at the letter of the law, and I think you talked about it, she actually was right because this was based on the lawsuit. So she had to go in that direction no matter what. But I think it will certainly be reversed, don't you? However, you can tell that people are tired of it. We are, as you say, weary of being in the situation that we are all in. And I certainly know that I had children who were traveling, and they sent me selfies of not having to go through the TSA line or sit in the airport lounge sucking through a mask. They didn't have to breathe in through a mask. Instead, they could just breathe normally. So
after all those days, it is kind of a victory, but it will be short-lived. Well, I think you're right about that because I already said that's the big news. Of course, the Justice Department looked to the CDC. The CDC, they were being kind of weenies, not making a decision. Just make a decision, whatever your decision is. Do people have to wear masks according to the data you have, or what are you saying? Because that's what the Department of Justice was waiting for, and it didn't take very long, and they're saying, yeah, so they're going to try to reverse that. And that probably happens rather quickly. And then we'll see what comes up next as far as that appeal and where that goes. But there were certainly people that were applauding. There were people that were mostly on planes because everybody was taking selfies and pictures of the whole planes and lines and all that sort of stuff. And then there weren't a lot of people with masks. Yes, some, but plenty that did not wear the masks. So I think I said this, and it's just a good reminder. Look, if you are flying, everything reverses. You got it. Those crumpled up masks that you had in the console in your car, you got to shove them in your back pocket because you don't want to get caught where they say, no masks, can't do it, turn you away. You don't want to go through all that nonsense. So I wouldn't completely heave them in the trash. Here's one from Nick. Kate, I emailed you, probably 6 months ago, and I'm sorry I haven't emailed you lately. I think that's the best way to communicate with you. You're right when you talk about your mailbag. But I am looking at something that's crazy. We could talk about the Ukraine. We could talk about the nutball Putin or so many other disastrous things that are happening, the price of gas, inflation, negative, negative, negative. I normally could care less, frankly, give a damn about celebrities, although I am a huge Johnny Depp fan, and I heard you mention that you were a big fan of Johnny Depp's work. In fact, you used to watch him, and you couldn't think of the name of the show, and it was 21 Jump Street, I'm certain, because you were probably a kid then. So he is getting all this ink because of this defamation trial and saying that his ex-wife has cost him dearly, saying that he never has done anything to a woman of any nature of slapping or hurting any kind of a woman. This is an interesting one to watch because of all the testimony that's been happening here. And you said it. He was on the stand for hours. I wonder how this jury will see this when it's all said and done. And how do you get an impartial jury when you have two big actors? She's not as famous as he is by any stretch of the imagination, but who hasn't seen Pirates of the Caribbean? Who doesn't know his face from movies? And maybe a little bit tainted by how you feel about that. How do you just look at this as here's a man, here's a woman, they're divorced, one says one thing, the other says another thing, and it affects lives and careers and even the people around them, including children that Johnny Depp has with another wife as they all watch as this unfolds. So it is kind of must-see TV for me, at least the little glimpses I get of it, and it's very strange because if I wasn't a fan of his, I could care less. I don't watch any entertainment shows, and I never, ever pay attention. Well, that's, you said it. I'm glad you said the 21 Jump Street because I could not remember that. I hate that. You know, when I say that it's like the gear is stuck, so you know it's like, oh, what was the show I watched? What was that show? And that's what it was. So he said earlier in the week, Johnny Depp said that he was expressive in his writing. And, of course, this is a $50 million defamation trial against his ex-wife. And he went through all this testimony detailing his horrible childhood, that it was dysfunctional, and then becoming an international star, but focusing with texts and other communications that have come out of the attacks and talking about their relationship, etc. And I really don't, you know, defamation is tough. Because defamation is tough to prove, and he is going after her, so he has to he's talking about what's happened in his life and had this big testimony, and then what happens when the two of them hook up, and he's saying that she's grossly embellishing everything and it's just false, and she's just, it was an easy target for him, for her to say the things that she said and unload and all of that, because he's trying to prove, and his lawyers, that it's defamation. And like I said, defamation is tough to prove, but if they have it, knowing that there's like emails, delving into all of that, all the communications back and forth, and whatever that material, I think that material is going to be really, really big. And I don't know that he wins this. I don't know. I think it's, like I said, very, very tough to prove that. And there's an Avengers alum, Paul Bettany, who is on the witness list. And if you see his face, you would know him. So he is supposedly going to be one of these key witnesses when he testifies and kind of proves the point of what Johnny Depp is saying, and saying that Depp shared these texts with Bettany, his buddy, and you know what was said in the text. So, wow, I think defamation is tough. All right, let's move over to this one. This is from Michael, and Michael says, "Oh boy, it looks like even though the strategic oil was released 1 million barrels a day, the oil that was stockpiled for an emergency, it might have helped, but I don't know if it's going to help forever, because already we're seeing that gas prices, Kate, are starting to go up. In my neighborhood, it's eked up a couple of cents, but you know how that is, a couple of cents here, a couple of cents there, and before you know it, it's up 75 cents, which makes a huge, huge difference. So I think people are going to be complaining over the summer at food prices, at gas prices, at even flights are going to be tough. It's going to be chaotic, and they're going to be expensive. But especially looking at maybe taking those little trips, you're going to pay more when you have to fill her up. Oh, well, yeah. As of Wednesday, the national average for a regular gallon of gas, $4.11, that's according to AAA. And, of course, in California, look at $5 is what you're looking at, basically. So now we're seeing that it was declining for every week for the last month, and that was looking nice, right? Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing a rally in oil prices, so it's shooting back up. And what was it, March 31st, when Biden ordered the release of 180 barrels of oil from the emergency reserves for the next 6 months to try to help lower costs? Global oil prices continue to climb, and it is a crime. It feels like a crime, right? You feel like it when you pull up and you fill up. It's insane. Have any thoughts? Send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.